Hello, my name is Latasha. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Okay, how may I help you, ma'am?
I just would like to know, because I have read, are we in 1B or 1C at this point?
I think 1B.
Okay.
I don't want to give you the wrong information. I'm with you though.
I mean, it's got the thing that says 1A, 1B, 1C, but then nobody ever refers to that. But now it seems some that are eligible are in the 1C category. And so I'm trying to decide. I'm not 65, but I have underlying health conditions.
And see, you have some departments and some facilities that's going off of health issues, aid, the front line, like nurses, teachers, doctors. You have different departments giving the vaccines to different ones. You have certain ones just doing 65 and older. I done heard some that's just doing
if
you show up with an appointment. Some just doing walk-in disability people. So it's like every department is doing it a different way.
I got you. So there's no hard and fast across the board at all. Okay. Well,
have you been pre-registered already for somewhere?
I have registered for somewhere.
Okay. If you have registered, just do be patient and wait on the phone call because they will reach out to you through an email, text, or a phone call.
Oh no! Look, I've registered. I'm scheduled for Opelika. I live in Birmingham. I'm going to drive to Opelika next week, and just because I could get an appointment.
Okay.
But yeah, you list like the underlying conditions, and I've got like four of them. I'm just going to go ahead and do it. But I was having the discussion with my boss, because he's overweight and diabetic. I'm like, and a lawyer. I'm like, I'm thinking you're in here now because it's, judicial and law. And he doesn't think so. And he's a rule follower. I'm more of I'll bend it a little bit. But that sounds terrible. I don't mean it that way. But, no, I think I qualify. So I just, that's why I said I'm just going to get to the bottom of it. I'm going to call and ask.
Yes, call and ask and then still keep your appointment. So just in case. According on what category they're doing, at least when you have your appointment, you'll be able to go in and ask them all the information you need. I keep telling folks, we don't know what category that they are doing it in and accepting it in, but go on and schedule an appointment. So when you do get up there, you can have all that information for them right then and there. Because of how this vaccine is going, a lot of places are not going to answer their phone. They're going to transfer y'all over to us. To this mind.
Right. I couldn't believe I got a phone answer this quickly, as a matter of fact. So I'm very impressed there.
Some of the calls have slowed down. Like the calls has been coming in back to back to back to back to back.
Oh, I can believe it. Bless your heart. I know you go home exhausted.
Yes, I do, and I turn my phone off.
I don't blame you one bit.
I was like, I'll be on the phone all day. Not one of them calling my cell phone all day when I get off work.
It's like, who the hell is calling me? I got you. I got you. Well, bless your heart. Thank you for the, I guess people forget you guys there answering the phones and answering all the questions and the panic. So thank you for what you're doing. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, no problem. I want to thank you for calling the COVID vaccine appointment line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
You too. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.